California, the nation's largest pot market, will now put warning labels on cannabis products. The decision will take effect next year. We're joined by Tracy Woodruff, professor at the University of California, San Francisco, and a member of the committee that voted on this measure. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So this vote came after you and members of the panel looked at research on the impacts of THC and marijuana smoke involving people and animals. What did the research reveal to you?
Yeah, so we reviewed probably several hundred studies. We were focused on the effects of exposure to cannabinoid smoke and THC on development, so development of the fetus. We looked at studies that looked at prenatal exposures and adverse birth outcomes. We looked at studies that looked at exposures and effects on bone growth and immune function. And then we looked at a set of studies that looked at exposure to smoke and effects on neurodevelopment. There were animal and human studies. And then we looked at a series of mechanistic studies that looked at how might this effect be manifested.
The evidence that you looked at, the research that you looked at, was compelling enough for you all to vote on these warnings.
Yes. So the committee felt, noted this in public comment, that the preponderance of evidence indicated that this should be voted on as a developmental toxicant, which then gets classified as known to the state of California to cause developmental health effects.
For the last 8 years, California has listed marijuana smoke as being known to cause cancer, similar to tobacco smoke. What will this new warning label look like?
Well, the warning label system will be carried out by the state of California. Typically, the warning labels have to be put up in places where these products are sold, and they have to say that it's known to the state of California to cause developmental health effects. And I know the system has been changing over time, so they may put more specificity on that. It's unclear.
We've had discussions on this show about the rising number of mothers-to-be turning to marijuana products for relief from things like morning sickness and headaches. And there's been a lot of pushback on many of these studies and this decision by proponents of marijuana use, that the studies that you all looked at only examined women who smoked marijuana, not those who vape or use topical lotions or other methods, or even the frequency of being around smoking marijuana. Your response to that?
We did look at smoking marijuana. That was one element. But we also looked at the active ingredient THC. So products that contain THC also will be identified by the state of California as known to cause developmental toxicity. So, for example, some of the animal studies, the route that the animals were exposed were oral routes, and there were comments by the committee members that they felt that that was actually very relevant to people who are taking marijuana in different forms, like you're saying. For example, there's been an increase in oral use. I would say that we don't have a lot of really good data about the percent of pregnant women that might be using this, but there is some concern there might be an increase and that the potency of some products may be going up. So, you know, there's other factors that are at play in terms of thinking about this product.
That's Tracy Woodruff, professor at the University of California, San Francisco, and a member of the committee that voted on listing marijuana smoke and THC to be known as a developmental toxin for pregnant women. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.